about as good about your game after looking at the film and seeing exactly how you did?
Yeah, I feel good about my performance on Sunday, but you know, when you get to the film room and you're really getting critiqued, you always see how you could have done better. So it was the first game I got my feet wet, and it was a good experience for me, but there's definitely a lot of things I can work on.
What did you see from yourself blocking-wise?
Blocking? I was in for a couple pass plays, but I didn't really have any blocking, anybody to block on the plays that I was in. But, you know, just in terms of my technique, I know I need to use my hands better just being on special teams, realizing that guys are faster and that they've been doing this for years. You know, they're way better with their hands and their technique, so I know I need to get better with technique.
You have practiced generally pretty well. You can see that. The fact that it transferred over into the game as easily as it seemed to, were you surprised by that at all? Or was that a natural extension?
No, I don't think I was surprised. You know, coaches tell you all the time, you're going to play how you practice. So, you know, I just want to make sure that, you know, during the weekend practice, I'm preparing myself for what I'm going to see in the game.
Does taking an athlete like David Wilson out of the running back room, what does that do to the whole mix? What does it do to the ability on the field, things like that?
Well, David was a really dynamic running back. You know, I said before, he's got a special ability in being able to start and stop and be able to move at such a high speed. You know, he does something special on the field, and he's going to be missed. And in terms of his personality, he always had a smile on his face. He was always upbeat, and, you know, people feed off of that. So, you know, we're going to miss his energy.
Do you think that loss has a direct reflection on how much you're going to play?
No, I never really thought about that. I'm not sure. I think what is going to affect my ability to get on the field is, you know, has more to do with how prepared I am and, you know, just having the coaches and the players around me build confidence in my ability to be on the field.
What about for you to have the success that you did right off the bat, to have a game like that? How much does that add to your confidence level here in
Cable? It definitely makes me more confident, you know. They tell you that the game is going to be faster. You're going to have to get used to things. And just stepping on the field on Sunday, it was just great to know that, you know, I feel like that I can play at this level.
What, was it as fast as you thought, or was it, you know, you kind of kept up?
I think I kept up, but, you know, the players definitely are faster, physically faster. I don't think the game was necessarily too much faster, but players are physically faster, and DBs definitely carry a little more weight.
Feel like you possess a quality where you can play anywhere with anybody at this point, you know?
Absolutely. You know, I think that the Giants drafted me because they had confidence in my ability to play at this level. So, you know, I'm just going to embrace that and understand that, you know, I can play at this level and continue to keep working to get better.
You've seen lower round picks in this league succeed, even sometimes quickly. Have you kind of been aware of that? Have you pattern yourself after any of those players who might have come from a little bit more obscure backgrounds as far as the drafting?
No, I don't know if I really paid too much attention to that.
Who was your favorite running back growing up?
You know, I just try to pattern myself after Adrian Peterson. I like how violent he is as a runner, how he gets to top speed as soon as the ball is snapped, and how he uses his hands and shoulders as weapons on the field. I really tried to incorporate that into my game coming up. Just in terms of pass protection, just the cues you need to take when you're taking on blocks, in terms of where your eyes need to be, having your hands ready to, you know, engage a defender, and, you know, just continuing to work on catching the ball.
With the pass pro, rookies especially, that's what coaches look for, if you know it. Can they tell now that you know it, or do you need to get into actual game action before you. Before
can you
know.
Restate
words,
that question?
Coaches will look for pass protection from a rookie, whether they have it, because that's kind of like a be all and end all. If you can't pass pro, they're not going to put you in there on a regular basis.
I think the thing that they look for first and foremost is just making sure that the running back knows who he has in protection, because the technique can always be worked on, but if you're not solid on the scheme, you're not going to be able to, you know, learn what you need to do once you have to adjust to a different situation, because, you know, the pass protection is pretty basic. It's the adjustments that come after that really make it kind of challenging at times.
Do you feel comfortable in it yet? Do they see it?
I do feel comfortable that, you know, I have the pass protection down to a good degree.
Guys who carry the ball as much as you did in college haven't really had much experience having to do that.
It's actually not new to me. I did carry the ball a lot last year, but years before the offense was different, and I didn't carry the ball as much. And, you know, I went through, I think it was about 5 different offensive coordinators, so I saw all different types of offenses, and, you know, I did have to pass protect in the past. So I feel like this is something that I'm used to.